This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the second part of a five-part series. We're talking about the Internet with John Simonson from WebStream Dynamics. John, we've been talking about measures that can help a site fare better in an organic search, a search that doesn't involve buying keywords. I understand the number of links one has on a site helps that a good deal when they spider your site.
Well, the links, you have different types of links. I'm getting too detailed here, but the incoming links, meaning when I refer to incoming links, I'm talking about links that from other websites that are relevant to your information that link to you, and those help with the Google and that with the search engines and called link popularity. So a site that's about carpet and have other sites that are about carpet linking to you, saying click here to see their carpet or whatever, is going to help improve your link popularity as far as Google's concerned. May not get you to the top, but it's definitely going to help, especially if it's a relevant site that has a pretty good ranking in itself.
I gotcha. Do the search engines change the way they search or the way they spider sites, and do they change the rules from time to time?
Search engines are constantly changing, trying to improve, because obviously they don't really care about the natural search. Those are the free listings. You know, their whole thing is the user experience, the person coming to the search engine that is searching for information. If the person going there finds quickly what they're looking for, they're happy and they're going to come back again and again. That's why Google dominates. They seem to have the best search results. So you have all these people that are going there, millions a day, using Google as a search. That is one avenue, you know, to help drive traffic. In the search engine becomes just a vehicle to help you quickly find, a database vehicle that helps you quickly find what you're looking for. And they're not really interested in, you know, because my site isn't on page one, we're going to help you out. Well, that's your problem.
Yeah, I see. But what was the case a year ago and would end up having somebody be listed in the first five or six, say, on the first page, isn't necessarily true today. The ball game may have changed.
Well, it's sort of it's a combination of things, because it's not just, you know, the search engines changing their algorithms. But it's also, you know, what you changed on your website or didn't change. You know, a stagnant website that doesn't have any changes for several years or, for months, chances are you're going to start dropping your rankings while your competition is doing other things to help improve their rankings. So it's everybody's competing for that page one to be listed in there, and I mean that's 80% all the click-throughs on page one, 80% or more. So everybody wants to be on there, and that page one listing is somewhere around 21 total links. That's all that's on that page. So everybody's competing to be one of those 21 links.
I see. I was a bit surprised, and I just did a carpet search on Google. I was a bit surprised at what I found.
Well, again, you have, you know, you start to look at these things, and what happens is, beyond the sponsored links, the links that appear in the natural search are based again on the text content and the content you have on your site, and changes you've made. And if you make radical changes, you will, you know, within a short period of time, a few days, a week or 2 weeks, could radically change your position within the search engine.
I see. And you said if you're primarily video or flash, and that's on your home page, you won't fare as well on an organic search?
Well, what happens is that, you know, search engines still, they're going to read the web page. They're going to read everything on the page. And what do they read? They read text. That's all they can read. So if your site is, you know, heavy in flash, in graphic images, there isn't anything there for the search engine to read, so it becomes harder for them to determine what is this website or this web page really about. They don't really have the information. Sometimes you go to a website, and the page title actually at the top says home page. Well, you know, that's not what it's about. It could be a carpet site, a hardwood flooring site, but the page title itself, which does carry a lot of weight, says home page. It doesn't say anything about what it really is about, carpet, hardwood, laminate, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Just, I'm looking at a search that I just did with the word carpet, and I get two sponsored links. The top is Empire. The second is Sears, much to my surprise. The Sears, anyway. The next one is carpet.org. The next is Wikipedia, the carpet entry. Carpet.net. Next is Shaw. Shaw is listed as the fourth in the organic search. And then there's some other ones down, many of them which I've never heard of before, which I guess doesn't mean a whole lot, but does that surprise you?
No, I'll tell you, it surprised you even more, knowing we're both online. I just did Google search carpet, and I have different results than you do.
You do?
Well, they come out of different data centers, and they don't for Google, and they don't always match. So it just happens on mine. I have three sponsored ads at the top, Carpet King, Carpet Colors, which is with the link to Shaw Floors themselves, so they're paying for the pay-per-click right there, and below that is Empire Today, then the Natural Search. So there are three listings at the top of sponsor links, Shaw being one of them, Carpet King and Empire Today. Then I begin with carpet.org and the Wikipedia for carpet and carpet.net,
okay,
things like that.
Okay.
So, and if you look at those sites like carpet.org, I mean, that's basically a tech site. You know, there isn't a lot of flash or video and everything, and probably shouldn't be number one, in my opinion. But it happens to be because, you know, they have the keywords and text that right now are making them number one. It could be Google going through some algorithm changes, and in a few days this will get flushed out, and it could change dramatically. Normally, in the past, we would see Shaw, Mohawk, Carpet One, you know, right there at the top, and you know, and as they go through changes, I'm meaning Google goes through changes in the other search engines, they will, you'll see results change, and then a few days later it gets flushed and they make other changes, and all of a sudden the listings will change again.
I see. Now, on the, I just clicked on the ShawFloors.com link, and I'm looking at the home page, which is beautiful. The word carpet there is once, you know, is on there once, and obviously then the word carpet is a number of places elsewhere, which is why it ended up as well as it did on the organic search. Would that be fair to say?
Well, they also have, you know, as a major manufacturer, they have a lot of incoming links.
I got you.
They're definitely doing search engine optimization. But they also have a lot of incoming links pointing to ShawFloors.com, which really helps boost their rankings.
I see. Now, the fact that it's so difficult to show up on the first page of on an organic keyword search, that means that a lot more people are in the ball game buying keywords, I have to imagine, which I guess in turn means the price of keywords has to be going up. Does all that make sense?
Well, what happens is, I mean, let's face it, if you want to be successful at driving consumers to your site to sell flooring, let's say, or sell whatever, cameras, books, whatever, you know you got to be, if you're going to use the search engines as one of the vehicles to drive your traffic, you got to have the right targeted audience going there, and one of the ways you do it is through the right targeted keywords that you bid on to be a sponsored link, or that you're going to be on the natural search. But the natural search on page one, there are only 10 listings on the natural search, and it's very competitive. When you typed in carpet, it goes results 1 of 10, which is 1 of 10 for the natural search, out of about 71,900,000 for the word carpet. Okay, so there's a gazillion pages out there, millions of pages out there that pertain to carpet today. And the search engine has narrowed it down, Google, to 10 that they're going to show at the top, you know, results of page one. So if you can't be one of those, which is what everybody prefers to be because you're not paying for that, then you're going to have to be one of the sponsored links and pay when somebody clicks on your link for the sponsored link, and you're going to bid on those keywords. So you're bidding on the keyword carpet. Today it's gotten a little more complex because it's not only companies nationally bidding on these keywords, but it's now also local people bidding on keywords. So if I'm in Milwaukee, I may see in my sponsored links retailers who have bid on word carpet, and but they say they only want Milwaukee area. They have geo-targeted just Milwaukee area. And in my case, I am seeing right away at the top Melkins Carpets, who is in the Milwaukee area. Now, you wouldn't see Melkins Carpets, but I would because they're in the Milwaukee area, and so am I.
I see. Now, I'm seeing also on the sponsored links, I'm seeing some Dalton area players.
Yeah, those, right, now I'm seeing some Dalton ones, but they're bidding nationally.
Okay.
They're saying we want to go nationwide. More and more retailers are starting to realize and trying to educate them to this, that you can geo-target with Google and Yahoo. You can say, okay, I want my ads only to appear. I'm willing to bid for keywords, carpet, hardwood floors, laminate flooring, etc., but I only want them for my geographic area. I'm in Dalton, Georgia, or I'm in Atlanta, or I'm in New York, or I'm in Boston, or I'm in Los Angeles, or I'm in Milwaukee or wherever, Kansas City, Minneapolis, and that's the only area I want to bid on. If the people are not in that area, I don't want my ad showing at all. And so they are competing with the national ads to be on this page one.
This is going to conclude part two of a five-part series on the Internet. We're talking with John Simonton, the president of Webstream Dynamics. We'll air the third part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.